the supernatural to open up. When you're ready and you're expectant, it happens. And I want to say that I'm so proud of little Hosea. A couple weeks ago, in this season, he came to me after service and said, I saw an angel on the platform. And he didn't want me to say too much. He didn't really want to say too much himself. But I got a text as we were just getting ready to come up, I got a quick text saying Hosea saw another angel. So there's things happening here that the natural eye can't see. And sometimes it takes the faith of a child, the eyes of a child that aren't affected, you know, by life to actually see what's going on here. And so, yeah. So we should expect things, right? We should expect things from God. I want to do one more thing. This is something I wanted to do. I want to just recognize Josh and Catalina Bailly real quick. Two amazing millennials. And, you know, there's a lot of things you'll read in the Christian magazines, not even just Christian magazines, that talk about the millennials and how they're kind of slackers. And, you know, that's kind of the buzz. And we know that that's not true about all of them. And I just want to say to Josh and Catalina Bailly, who, with six children, by the way, graduated with their bachelor's in human services from the University in Phoenix. Yeah. So proud of you guys. You're amazing. And both are pursuing their master's degree in social work. Yeah, come on. So they just kind of blew that slacker thing right out of the water. The first college graduates in their family.
Can you guys stand up for a minute? These are two kids that were in children's church in this ministry. They were like and mini masters and all. I just want you to know that we are so proud of the both of you. God bless you.
Awesome. So proud of them. It can be done. With six kids, that's just amazing. That's amazing to me. And working. And, man, amen. All right, well, you know, I started the first service this morning with, you know, kind of a little bit of a testimony. And I want to say this, and I don't want it to sound boasty at all. But for some reason, I've really never had an issue with giving. I know that for some, it's a real struggle. But when I got saved early on, I heard the tithing message, and it just made sense to me. And I don't know why, if a grace or whatever you want to call it, it has nothing to do with me. I heard that, man, this is good. You know, just walk in this faithfulness, and I've got promises that are attached to my life. So I've never really struggled with that. And so when we started doing First Fruits offering here at the church, I didn't really struggle with that either. I'm like, okay, you know, another opportunity to give. And I know some people, the minute we start talking about giving, I can actually feel it. I know, Pastor Stephen, you can feel it from up here. When you start to talk about giving, you can feel the, you know, with some people that it just starts to clamp down and you can feel it spiritually. So I'm going to challenge you this morning to listen up. I really am, because I think there's something that God wants us to get. And honestly, I looked at First Fruits offering as just another opportunity to give for the last couple years. That's, you know, I was like, you know what? I know that I can't outgive God. And if I stay in that place of giving, you know, I'll reap somehow. But I want to talk specifically about First Fruits, because as Pastor Steve gave me the opportunity to prepare a message, of course I went to God's Word. And the more I studied, the more excited I got about what I was actually understanding. And I know that Pastor Steve has taught the last couple years, but there's just something about when you get in there yourself. So I want to challenge you all to do that. First of all, I want you to look up First Fruits in your concordance and find every place in Scripture where you can find it. And look what God will reveal to you. Because what is happening right now is we as a staff, we as a house, we as the leadership of this church, we're doing more than presenting you an opportunity to give. It's much more than that. We're not creating an opportunity. And some of you might be even like, well, you know what? They're asking for money again. And it's not the case. Listen, you're not going to be cursed if you don't give. Okay? Let me just put that out there right now. But you might just be blessed beyond your understanding, supernaturally blessed. There might be something that unfolds to you if you will move past the restraint and the holding back and understand that this is actually a principle that has been in God's word since the very beginning. So I just want to teach a little bit, okay? It's important to God. This principle, the first fruit principle, is very important to God. And I'm so glad that he made this body aware of it. And I believe that there's some great things in store in 2018. So let's start with the word. It's in Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. It says, honor the Lord with your first fruits of all your increase so that your barns may be filled with plenty. First of all, I want to say this. Honor according to the scripture, and not just this scripture, but according to the scriptures in many different places, honor is demonstrated by giving. It's the word. Okay, I can't present it any other way. It's demonstrated by your giving. But the blessing is this. If we will give, if we will, you know, unwhite knuckle those knuckles, you know, just let go sometimes is what we need to do, then we can actually see the supernatural provision of God. You give, he produces. You give, he produces supernaturally. Okay, so let's pray. God, this morning I pray for every person that's in earshot, my God. I pray that you, Holy Spirit, not me, you would minister to their hearts, God, and you would take them to a place of understanding regarding this incredible opportunity that has arisen because of your word and because of what your word says. And so we will delight in bringing you this offering, God. We will bring this offering with intention and with anticipation of your overflowing goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Kingdom principle. I want to talk about this. It's not an opportunity. It's a matter of you and I understanding that we as sons and daughters are to learn to prioritize kingdom. We talk a lot about prioritizing God, but in this sense, we are given an opportunity to prioritize his kingdom over our little minor kingdoms, right? We all have our little kingdoms, our families, our retirements, our you know, all these little things that are going on in our life, our little kingdom. But this is an opportunity to prioritize the kingdom of God and to let him know by a demonstration of giving that you want the rest blessed, okay? So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. All firsts belong to God. All firsts. And so I was sharing earlier that God really impressed on my heart that we need to be intentional about this giving. We need to examine every area of increase in our life. That's what the scripture said. Honor the Lord with the first fruits of all your increase. So I want the body of Christ to be able to examine, okay, I have a salary here. I do a little side job here, or, you know, I have a little bit of, you know, I have a hobby over here that I make a little bit of money on. We need to really take a step back and ask God, where is it that you want me to examine? Because there is a portion of that that God wants us to bring to him, okay? For myself, I'm not only on staff here, but I have a business. I have a business downtown that produces a little bit of money, a little bit of extra money a month. And then I also have a couple of other things that I do product-wise that bring a little bit. So I had to sit back and actually go through my checkbook, go through my bank account, and look exactly what to identify what my increase was, because he's expecting intentionality. Not just a casual, oh yeah, today's February 18th, we're going to take our... I have $38 left in the checking account, so I'll just write him a check for $38. That's not what this is about. This is about planning and preparing to bring him a gift. It's not your tithe. It's a gift. It's an offering. And so when this principle that has been practiced since the early scripture record is honored, when we honor this principle, it unlocks divine order, divine blessing, and divine favor, okay? This is a biblical principle. It's not a tradition. It's a principle, kingdom principle. And here's the cool thing, is if as you, and I promise, as you go through the scriptures and read them, I can't list them all today. I've listed a few a little bit later, but what happens is this specific gift lays a platform, a foundation. As you give this gift, what happens is there's a supernatural platform that you build so that God can find a place to land a blessing. That's what this is about. So when you're bringing that gift on February 18th, what's happened is you're laying a foundation, and God says, I can plant a blessing right there. I have something to land my blessing on. It's incredible. Like I said, if you begin to study it for yourself. Or you can trust me, because I studied it. So it provides the foundation, literal foundation for the unfolding of God's promises in your life. But when God is dishonored, there are consequences. I said it early, I don't believe that God is going to curse you for not bringing the blessing. But you may experience lack. And for some of us, lack is too familiar. Right? We're supposed to look different. We should be carrying the favor of God so noticeably in our lives that people are like, man, you people are just so lucky. That's how they would say it, right? Man, you have all the luck. And that's when we respond, no, it's the favor of God. Without a doubt, it's the favor of God. But if we aren't experiencing the richness of what God can deliver or what God can place on the platform that we've built because of we're practicing the principles that are laid out in His Word, then people look at us and they see our mess, right? They see our chaos. They see all of it. So, let me move on here. I'm going to get to it. Okay, so not a coincidence, we were talking about this right before service, Pastor Steve, that we moved the date. Because the original date to take the offering was not the 18th. So that came after service, between services. So first service, first service, you missed out on this one. February 18th, we are taking the offering. Didn't plan it that way, just kind of worked. 2018. So I begin to break down the Hebrew word for 18. 1-8. The Hebrew word, or the Hebrew letters for 1 and 8 are Chet and Yod. Chet and Yod, which form the word Chaya, meaning life or alive. So when you are honoring God with your 2018 Chet Chaya offering on the 18th of February, you are going to be sowing life into the promises that have been dead. You are going to be resurrecting the promises that have been dead. See, you've got to lay hold of this. There's some prophetic truths here that are taking place. When you are honoring God with your 2018 first fruits, you are sowing life into your purposes. Some of you have let go of your dreams. Some of you have come into agreement with your illness. It's a battle. I know. Let me just speak this prophetically. I know that some of us are facing some of the physical things that are going on in our life because God wants us to move out in healing, and we don't feel like we can move out in healing if we don't get healed ourselves. So 2018 is a year of healing for those that have been struggling, because God wants to raise up healers in this body, people that are moving out in the gift of healing. And the enemy has come against you physically, Pastor Delinda, because you have healing in your hands, my dear. I felt it before service when you laid your hands on me. So this is but a minor bump in the road, but you will lift up, you will raise up, you will stand up in faith, and you will see God moving in 2018, healing in your hands. Amen. You know, the people of God, we need, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me. You and I need to learn to expect some things from God. And that's hard for some people, because we get in this attitude like, ooh, I can't, command anything from God. I can't demand. Well, that's contrary to the word of God, because in the book of Isaiah, God himself says, concerning the things of my heirs, command ye me. That's a pretty crazy statement right there. God is telling us through the prophet that concerning the things, how many of you guys got things that are concerning you? Things that you wish would change. The The scripture actually says, concerning the things of my heirs, command ye me. That's huge right there. So what is that saying? In general, in specifically, that is saying, look, I'm looking for some sons and daughters that will actually expect some things from me. Because that's an element of faith that needs to be in place as we follow him. 18. So I'm studying the, you know, words, looking for prophetic, and God speaks to me about the story of the woman who was bent over. And so I go to scriptures, I'm looking for it. How many years was she bent over? 18 years. Bent over 18 years. So expect your 2018 first fruit offering to give way to deliverance from your long-term struggle. Some of us are oppressed by the demonic realm. I'm not saying you're possessed. What I'm saying is you are oppressed and you've agreed with that oppression. It might be poverty. It might be sickness. I don't know what it is, but the scripture, as I read it, said this woman was oppressed by the demonic for 18 years. And she had an encounter with Jesus. Literally, the scripture said she was bent over from the oppression, from the heaviness of the oppression. But God recognized what was going on, and God spoke to her, and the scripture says that the woman stood up straight. And I believe that prophetically, there are many of us that have been bent over by the oppression in our lives, and 2018 will be the year that you stand up and take your place. You need to expect healing from your oppression. We need to return to that place where we believe that actually God can heal us instead of saying, oh, it's just, you know, my disease. I'm fighting that myself right now. I got doctors telling me I got things that they can't put their finger on. And I'm like, what the heck? I'm a vegan. I'm supposed to be doing it right. And I got all this blood work going crazy all over the place. And I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know, and they're like, you need to take this pill and you need to take that pill. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not taking no pill. I'm not saying if you're sick and you're already on medications to stop your medications. That's not what I'm saying. You know, use wisdom in that process. I'm just not going down that road. All right, so we need to expect to be favored. One of the things that I found in the scriptures when I began to study the word first fruits was in Nehemiah 13:21, where we are told to expect to be favored because of the gift that we give. We should give with expectation. I don't know about you, Luke 4:18, I didn't even catch that till right now. Luke 4:18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim the good news to the poor, the opening of prison doors to the bound, sight to the blind, and the favorable year of the Lord. 2018 is going to be a good year. You need to grab that this morning. You need to grab that. You need to move yourself back into the place of faith. You need to stand up from underneath that oppression and say, wait a darn minute here. Yeah. Honor. When we keep something that belongs to God, it becomes desecrated rather than consecrated. Okay, so let me break this down in English. Because this is how God said to me, you know that mess you made? Come on, you know that mess you made in your finances? You know that mess you made with your kids? You know that mess you made with your wife? You know the mess you made with your husband? And it just has been lingering there. God is saying that if we will honor him, he will consecrate our messes. Joshua 7:15, but the people of Israel broke faith in regard to the devoted things. The devoted things is actually the same word as first things. You guys know the story. For Achan took some of the devoted things and the anger of the Lord burdened against Israel. Okay, that was Old Testament. We have the dispensation of grace, glory to God, that we don't have to expect the anger of the Lord to burn against us, but I can say this to you. I don't believe you will be cursed if you don't give. But I do believe that you won't see favor manifest because you haven't given a platform for God to drop that blessing on. I don't know about you, I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited about this year because I've got this understanding from the scripture that I didn't actually wrap my head around completely before. And now I'm like, ooh, what can God do with this? Devoted things and first things have the same meaning. So don't hold back. Don't keep. You know what? Consecrate the rest with the first. Okay, this is different than the tithe. This is consecrating the rest. This particular giving has been established in the Word of God to govern what comes after. It's a governing factor to what happens with the rest of the year. Now, we know we have promises in place because we've tithed faithfully. There's an umbrella that we are under because we are tithers. But I'm not talking about the provision. I'm talking about the blessing. I'm talking about the supernatural realization of goodness. Amen. This is Love Bug, Michelle. And she got a little something from God during first service, during worship.
Hi, church. So this morning during the first service, I just felt the supernatural drop of just God's goodness. And I feel like that's going to be the theme of this year. But it's going to be there's so much substance in it. And it's not just for us to hold on to. It's going to be for those around us because we're called to be carriers of his goodness. And I got this during this service. I feel like when we're giving our first fruits, you're supernaturally investing in your legacy. Because it's not just for you, it's going to be for the generations to come, for those around you who need healing, for those around you who need a blessing to hear something good, because it has already happened to you. So God is going to bring forth that in somebody else's life. So that's good. Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to say, oh, God is so good. You know, the little cliches that God is good. It's a good thing to say, but you know what? There's something that maybe we lack an understanding about the supernatural goodness of God. How many of you know when our goodness is one thing, but when it's God's goodness, it's completely another thing? And I truly believe with all my heart that as we bring this gift to God in this celebratory way, that what's going to happen is we are going to understand, we are going to receive supernatural goodness. Okay, I don't know exactly what that's going to look like for you or you or you. I don't know what it is. But I know if it's supernatural, it's going to be bigger than what we can think, right? Because he's a huge God. And there's something supernatural. And I loved that when Michelle shared that with me earlier. So let's bring this New Testament. In case some of you are questioning, well, you know what, those are a lot of Old Testament scriptures. Let's bring it New Testament. Romans chapter 11 and verse 16 says, "For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy." I think it was just an alarm. Okay, no panicking. There's no panicking, please. Devil. There might be a fire in here, and it might not be a physical fire. Okay, we have ushers in place. Nobody panic. Huh? Well, they shut it down, so we would get notification immediately from ushers. Yeah, just sit down and relax for just a minute. It's okay. All the doors are open. We can bolt from any corner. I totally believe that was a distraction of the enemy. Devil, we're going to serve you notice right now. You're not going to steal from us. That fire alarm was an indication. Was an indication that the fire of God is resting on this word. So if you need to vacate the building, we will be notified. You can keep the doors open. It's okay. We will be notified by security if there is any truth to that. And there's doors on the front and on the back. And we have security in place that will usher you out. So the doors are open. Don't worry. Okay? All right. So, Moses conveyed the secret to overwhelming blessings at least 13 times that I found. I found 13 different areas that Moses alone, not talking about where it was spoken of otherwise, but just Moses, 13 times in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, 13 times he revealed to the children of Israel that the first fruit giving was the secret to unlocking the goodness of God. 13 times he instructed the people of Israel who were what? People that were under the shadow of poverty. They had been oppressed and they had been victimized, right? These people had been oppressed and victimized. So Moses was trying to tell the people, look, you need to understand that this is a principle that needs to be practiced. You need to understand that no matter how difficult it has been, no matter how much poverty you have found yourself under, that if you will learn to practice this principle, you can't outgive a God that wants to bless you. But they were struggling to understand. And I wonder if we, like them, struggle to understand that God really wants to show us how good he actually is. Moses was instructing a people who were struggling to trust God. Come on, let's be real. We've suffered a few blows along the way. We've taken a few hits. Maybe we've lost a home. Maybe we have a child who's running the opposite direction, running hard and far away from God. We need to be specific about this offering we bring in on the 18th in 2018. We need to be specific. We need to write it down, and we need to prepare to bring in this offering. Now listen, there's a couple less things. It's a false alarm. Okay, verified false alarm, people. It's not the first time that's happened when I was up here either. All right. Okay, so the Hebrew meaning for first fruits. Listen to this. This is really good. We're almost done. The Hebrew meaning for first fruits is first in rank, first in order, or principal thing. First in rank, first in order, or principal thing. Now, I love this. If you look at the word bikurim, which is also a word for first fruit, it means promise to come, or unfolding promise. So there is something huge about this principle that we need to lay hold of, because your first fruit giving is actually you prophesying to your future harvest. Somebody's got to get this. The act of giving, the prophetic act of bringing that gift, intentionally bringing that gift, not haphazardly, not casually, but being intentional about this gift, the fulfillment of that, what you're doing is when you bring it and you lay it down, it's like, I prophesy to my harvest. I prophesy, and the giving is actually the key to your authority to do that prophesying. So in that moment when you release it, when it comes out of your hand into the buckets or on the altars, however we're going to do it, it is your authority. That's when the moment of authority that says, I'm giving it because I believe that God is going to supernaturally release goodness. His kind of goodness, not mine. His kind of goodness over my harvest. That is the authoritative key. It's in the giving. Now I want to talk to you a little bit about how to give it. The first fruits offering is to be brought to God's house according to Exodus 23:19 and Exodus 34:26. That's That's us. This is the house. The first fruits offering comes from all that provides a livelihood. So we need to be intentional about that. We need to look and determine what kind of a percentage. It's not a tithe. You have to, you know what, and make it sacrificial. God knows. And then I love this one. It must be accompanied by worship. Get ready, worship team. Okay, it must be accompanied by worship. Deuteronomy 26:10. There's the scriptures. And then it must be considered carefully. We need to pray and we need to plan. Now here's something unexpected that happened after second service too, because that's the last of my notes. But after second service, I was having a conversation with Minister Henry Quintana. And he said, you know, what you said about Michelle, I was feeling that. I was sitting in the back for service, and I was kind of feeling that same thing. And he goes, and then the Lord spoke to me and said, turn to Psalm 65. And as he turned, you know, showed me in his word, I was immediately taken back to a scripture that I put on Facebook. I believe it was the first or second day of the year of 2018, and it's in Psalm 65:11, and it says this, so good. It says, you crown the year, the grasslands of the wilderness become a lush pasture, and the hillsides blossom with joy. Matt, what a scripture to hope for, to unfold. But we can do more than hope. Why don't we stand to our feet? We can do more than hope. If I could get maybe a little bit of help behind me, I think maybe somebody's on the way up there already. Listen, we need to understand that God is speaking. He began to speak during worship this morning. Something was different about worship this morning. There was a shift that happened during it was very tangible. It was very recognizable in worship this morning. And then to get the little notification, you know, the faith of a child who says, you know what, there was another angel with us this morning. And you know what, just kind of sealing the deal. Thank you for that, Jose. I appreciate that. That was boldness. That was awesome. And then to know the 2018 kind of slipped in there. I didn't realize it. February 2018 of 2018. And then to hear that for 18 years there's been oppression. That means for some of you the oppression has been long. And it's been hard. And it's been so heavy that it's bent you all the way over underneath it. But in 2018, as a response to you honoring God with this gift, the oppression will lift in Jesus' name. The financial chains that have been squeezing your finances will break off in Jesus' name. And we will declare the goodness of the Lord. He will crown the year with bountiful harvest according to His word. So today, I don't know. I feel like we're supposed to do something. I want to get the prayer team up here and maybe the prophetic team up here. And I'd like for those of you that really kind of felt a stirring, maybe even some of you towards the beginning of the word, you know, there was a little bit of struggle going on because it's like, man, I just had to pay the tax, man. I have tax debt, this, that, and the other. That's exactly the reason that you were supposed to hear this word this morning. So if you're here this morning and you want to believe God for something supernatural to unfold, and if you want to hear from God specifically as to how you're supposed to plan and what you're supposed to bring, then I want you to go ahead and begin to make your way forward, because we're going to trust God that as we agree with you in prayer, you're going to get specific direction. Go ahead and start coming now. Come on up now. We'll make it really quick. We're just going to agree with you. We're going to agree. You'll crown the year with goodness. The dry lands will become lush again. And the areas that have robbed my joy, the things that have taken the joy in my life, will be stolen. So I prophesy over those that are taking their places and those that are in their seats still. I prophesy that this year will reveal the supernatural goodness of God.
that it will be the kind of goodness that blows our mind, that the moments that it takes place, we won't be able to take credit. We won't be able to say, oh, that was just coincidence, but it will actually be an aha moment where we say, oh my gosh, God is showing up. Oh my gosh, this is bigger than me, bigger than what I could plan for. So Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for an increase of faith for those that are at the altars here and now. I pray, my God, that we would begin to dream again for big things. We would begin to trust again for healing. We would begin to believe again for reconciliation that we believe at the present seems impossible. But that, God, you are going to reveal yourself to us in the remainder of this year in such a way that our legacy, that those come behind us, will be changed because they see how you move on our behalf this year. They'll hunger for the things that you see, that they see you doing for us because of your mercy. Because of your mercy. So today is the day that things are shifting. Today is the day that your faith will be increased. Today is the day that God is doing a work in our hearts as a church. Because no longer will we be a church that suffers with lack. No longer will we wonder month to month how we're going to pay the PG&E. Because God, you're going to show up individually, you're going to show up in our families, and you're going to show up in our church like never before. Because we are listening, Holy Spirit. We are paying attention, God. And we do not fear your blessings any longer. I thank you for establishing